inside of almost any standard brand religion, you wonder what on earth the hush was about. Surely the book I have in mind wouldn't be the Bible, the good book, that fascinating anthology of ancient wisdom, history, and fable, which has for so long been treated as a sacred cow that it might well be locked up for a century or two so that men could hear it again with clean ears. There are indeed secrets in the Bible, and some very subversive ones, but they are also muffled up in complications, in archaic symbols and ways of thinking, that Christianity has become incredibly difficult to explain to a modern person. That is, unless you are content to water it down to being good and trying to imitate Jesus. But no one ever explains just how to do that. To do it, you must have a particular power from God known as grace, but all that we really know about grace is that some get it and some don't. The standard brand religions, whether Jewish, Christian, Mohammedan, Hindu, or Buddhist, are, as now practiced, like exhausted mines, very hard to dig. With some exceptions not too easily found, their ideas about man and the world, their imagery, their rights, and their notions of the good life don't seem to fit in with the universe as we now know it, or with a human world that is changing so rapidly that much of what one learns in school is already obsolete on graduation.